Proclamation number 0636 of October 23, 1938. Life path of the being. Changed outer form. The necessity of life is conditioned by the perpetual measure of equalization. Every matter is life in itself, only expressing itself differently. That which animates the form must in turn have the possibility of continuing in another form. The following form must always be able to replace or give to the being in itself what the previous form has denied it. Consequently, no external form will resemble the previous one in its constitution, but a noticeable change must always be ascertained. For only through such a change is life itself, the spiritual substance, capable of further development. Without the outer form, however, its state is constant, whereas in the form the being first comes to activity, which has the final purpose of higher development. And this explains the perpetual change of the outer form. New life is to be constantly produced so that the beings can constantly be assigned an ever-changing activity, for remaining in the same form would only bring about a development in a certain direction but not the state of maturity which would be necessary for embodiment as a human being. Thus all creations in the universe ultimately came into being for the finite shaping of the human being, so that the soul dwelling in him is first offered the greatest possible opportunity to attain maturity for embodiment as a human being. If now the soul of man must first go a certain way to acquire all abilities for earth existence, then it emerges from it that not arbitrarily a creature exists on God's earth and that even the smallest creatures have previously done a service to the spiritual nature of man. It emerges from it how important the infinitely small living beings are and how the wise providence of God expresses itself in the smallest creature, that it is only always anxious to guide all spiritual closer to itself. It takes, so to speak, all spiritual beings into its care and prepares them in such a way that they can then independently and willingly go their way on earth and enable them to fully turn to the Father Spirit when they are active in divine order through their own will. Man goes through unbelievably many stations before, and the divine creation remains constantly enlivened through innumerable beings in every embodiment, and only the constant change, the constant coming into being and passing away, life and death in nature can guarantee a constant higher development, a maturing of the soul, but never remaining in always the same form. Therefore, always regard what presents itself to your eyes as a preliminary stage of the souls that still have to embody themselves on earth like you, and recognize from this how endlessly long your path was before you animated the last and greatest creation of God, the human being. Consider that you should now only need all your will to utilize the last testing time on earth in such a way that the previous development, the endless long time since the separation from God, is fully appreciated and the final goal, the approach to the Heavenly Father, is reached. Then all the Father's wisdom of creation will have fulfilled its purpose and led the Spirit out of him back to the eternal light. Amen.